Hazardous or dangerous materials slash goods. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines hazardous materials as follows. Any material that a country's relevant government agency has classified as a risk to human, animal, or environmental health or to property, either on its own or due to interaction with other elements. A government's transportation authority may allow transportation only when proper permits and safety precautions are implemented. Similarly, a government may regulate or supervise hazardous material disposal. Categories include explosives, flammable or corrosive liquids or gases, biohazards, and radioactive materials. There are national laws regarding the handling of hazardous materials or dangerous goods. There is also support for more thorough documentation and disclosure of potentially problematic material content of goods exchanged in trade. Reporting of material content is part of a larger movement towards sustainable trade practices that promote a clean, safe, and healthy environment, including reuse, recycling, and recovery of industrial materials, and responsible handling of products at end of life. Hazardous materials may also require special considerations and handling. Organizations may have strict internal safety rules for handling things such as dangerous chemicals, or local laws and regulations may specify handling requirements. A key way to ensure proper handling is to ensure ease of access to safety data sheets. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a safety data sheet, SDS, as follows. A document that is part of the materials information system and accompanies the product. It was formerly referred to as the Manufacturing Safety Data Sheet. The document is prepared by the manufacturer and provides information regarding the safety and chemical properties to downstream users and, if necessary, regarding the long-term storage, handling, and disposal of the product. Among other factors, the SDS describes the hazardous components of a product, how to treat leaks, spills, and fires, and how to treat improper human contact with the product. According to the U.S. Department of Transportation, items or goods are called hazardous materials, hazmat or dangerous goods, DG, when they are capable of posing an unreasonable risk when transported in commerce to health, to safety, and to property. Hazardous materials are classified as such because they are toxic, lethal, reactive, corrosive, ignitable, or oxidizable. The waste output of a process can also create such materials. As defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, hazardous waste is waste, such as chemicals or nuclear material, that is hazardous to humans or animals and requires special handling. Exhibit 6-36 itemizes dangerous goods and their classifications. Source: adapted from the U.S. Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration. Hazardous materials used as inputs to operations or hazardous waste output from operations must be handled and or disposed of by personnel authorized and trained to do so. Disposal requires use of parties with an environmental permit or an exemption. Precautions must be taken to protect operators from exposure through policies, procedures, and use of PPE that is rated for the type of hazard and worn correctly. Collect the material from the operation in a way that minimizes risk of environmental release. Prevent the material from escaping from storage containers prior to removal. Allow its transfer only to an authorized or licensed party. Include written information with the container that identifies and describes the waste being transferred. Transportation providers and all employees moving or handling these goods must be trained and officially certified in proper handling procedures, and there are strict packaging and labeling requirements that must be followed. Many governments require organizations to have contingency and disaster preparation plans in place to mitigate both the environmental and economic consequences of a disaster. This includes maintaining emergency equipment such as eyewash stations. As options for hazardous materials disposal decline and the disposal of non-salvageable materials becomes more challenging, companies are being forced to identify ways to reduce the use of these types of materials in their production processes. Another option is to create a recovery program such as for refrigerant.